Welcome to Comedians with Ghost Stories. I'm your host, writer and comedian, Emily Winter. I've got one big thing on my mind, and that is One Liner Madness. It is a live comedy show at an amazing outdoor venue in Los Angeles called Little Secret. And we are on Saturday, May 6th, 2 days before my birthday. I want to throw it around my birthday because it's just my favorite thing in the world. We are throwing One Liner Madness to raise money for the Pity Committee Animal Rescue. If you follow me on Instagram, I'm at Emily MC Winter. The link is in my bio to get tickets. They're $15. All proceeds goes to the charity. Let's Save a Bunch of Dogs. The show is my favorite thing in the whole world to throw. It is 64 comedians going head-to-head in a single elimination March Madness-style joke tournament. I am so, so excited. This is the first time we've thrown it in LA. So if you're anywhere nearby, please grab a ticket. And if you are on the other side of the country, I'm going to Pittsburgh with the show on June 24th. I'm going to put a ticket link in the show notes. Just get one because I'm going crazy. You got to do it. You got to get like 10. Bring all your friends. Okay, bye. Podcast. I'm super excited to have comedic voiceover artist and actor Linnea Sage. Linnea, thank you so much for doing the pod.
Yes, I'm psyched to be here. I was really fun listening to it in preparation for this.
Oh my gosh, you're wonderful. Wow, I could tell you don't do stand-up comedy because you actually prepared. So you are a different kind of comedic person. Stand-up comics are like, I'm taking a shit right now. Is that okay?
No, I like put mascara on and everything.
I love it. Oh my gosh. So you are in New York, is that right?
Yes, in New York right now.
Wonderful. Is that where your story takes place?
No, my story takes place in Arizona.
Oh, let's talk about it. I'm so excited. I love Arizona.
Yeah, me too. Me too. So yes, this was a long time ago. This was back in 2012 during a cross-country drive. I was driving with my then boyfriend from New York to San Francisco, where I inevitably sort of dropped him off forever.
You were like, this is a final goodbye. Just a very long goodbye.
Yeah. But it was fun. It was a really great drive. And we stopped all along the way. We did like a lot of Americana things and saw this gorgeous country, which had been my first time doing that. And I say that because we were on our way to the Grand Canyon, which I had apparently very high expectations for because I was like thoroughly not impressed.
I love that. It's so funny. I just saw it for the first time when I moved out to LA, and I wanted my dog to be more impressed, and I was like annoyed totally. That she was just like, it's a hole. And I was like, it's the majesty of the world. And my dog was like, there's a deer over there. That's way more interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, okay, people tell me that I would have like enjoyed its wonder more had I been like in it looking up as opposed to like at the top looking down. I get it. I see that argument. I don't need to like prove that. I was just like, okay, cool. I mean, maybe we had been driving for a really long time. Maybe we were tired. Maybe we were hungry. But I was like, I thought driving through like the forest in Colorado was like a lot more majestic.
Interesting.
So Grand Canyon is like a 3.
Oh my gosh. I love it when somebody has the guts to just give like a 3-star review of God's best work. Okay, that's great.
Sorry. I mean, I guess it's probably a Mormon argument that like that's where Noah's like the great flood was. Like that's proof that there was like Noah's Ark because of the Grand Canyon. Don't quote me on the details, but
that's so funny.
I don't know. Yeah.
I love
it. It's grand. Anyway, so it's the end of a long day. We've just finished observing the Grand Canyon. I don't know. And we get to this hotel, which is like a big sort of like resort hotel. And when I was like preparing to tell this story, I was like, I should probably find the name of it because I can't remember. And I ended up texting my ex and he told me it was called the Squires Resort. And so then I looked into it and I was like, yeah, confirmed. That's what it was. So we get to Squires Resort. We check in, whatever. We go to eat like Mexican food near there. And I do remember that being very good. Good Mexican food. On what I think was Route 66. So we get back to the hotel and we go into into our hotel room, and it's like two queen beds. And at that point, we had been like confined in all these different tiny little hotels and motels for like a week or whatever it was. So we were like, let's sleep in separate beds. This is going to be glorious.
Yeah.
So he's sitting on his bed and I'm sitting on my bed. It's definitely dark out. So it's probably 10 p.m. because we had already gone to dinner. And we're just sitting there looking at our computers. I don't even know. And all of a sudden all the lights are on. So the main room and the bathroom, all of a sudden the bathroom light goes off.
Oh my God.
And I was like, oh, that's weird. Like, must be an old hotel. I don't know. I get over, I go over to it and I turn it back on because it freaked me out. And I was like, let's just turn it on. Whatever. I sit back in bed. It turns off again. And this time I look at him and I'm like, what's going on here? Is this place haunted? Did you book us a haunted hotel without telling me? And he's like, no, obviously not. That'd be insane. Let's not do that. So I go over to the bathroom and I stand outside the door. And as I'm going to flip the switch to turn it on again, it turns on.
And so the switch flipped or no?
Yes. Oh my God.
The
switch flipped and the light goes.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, oh my God. And so then I turn it off because I'm like, we'll just keep it off, whatever. And I'm standing there and I'm looking into the now dark bathroom and I'm like, go away, ghost. We don't want you here. Like, get out of here. If this was something crazy, like, obviously it could just be some sort of electrical thing, but I'm like freaking out now. And So I'm saying like, go away. We don't want you here. Like, get out of here, spirit. And then it turns on again. And this time the fan also turns on. And so now my ex is on the couch, or he's my boyfriend, whatever. My boyfriend's on the couch and on the bed, and he's just in fear. And now I'm screaming, turn it off, turn it off, turn it off. And they turn off.
Oh my God.
I shit you not. He can corroborate the story. Oh, am I allowed to curse? Oh boy.
Yeah. You're good.
Okay, super R-rated. So anyway, now the lights are off because the ghost turned on.
This is so freaky.
And I go back to the room and I'm like, this room is haunted. We have to go. And he's like, okay. So I pick up the phone to call the front desk and I call the front desk and a little old lady picks up and, he told me her name and now I can't remember her name, but whatever. So I pick up and I'm like, excuse me, is this hotel haunted? And she's like, no, what are you talking about? And I was like, our bathroom lights keep turning on and off. And she's like, oh, it must be like, you know, Arizona is like a cross something electrical, whatever bullshit.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, that sounds fine. Okay, fine. So I hang up the phone and I turn around to look at him and he's sitting on his bed and his leg is kind of like out and he doesn't have any shoes on and he's white, like, all the color in his face has left his body and he's just staring at me. And I'm like, what? And he goes, it's grabbing my foot. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he goes, it's grabbing my foot right now. It is grabbing my foot. I'm like, then move your foot. And he's like, I can't move my foot. It's grabbing it. And I'm like, okay. I don't know what to do. Oh, but then I like lunge towards him and like tackle him on the bed kind of. And I didn't go through anything. I didn't like feel anything.
Yeah.
I believe him. I mean, he had like no reason to be fucking with me. So
my gosh.
I'm like, we're getting out of this room. What? I don't care if we're sleeping in this rental car. We're done.
Yeah.
And he's like, fair. So we grab all of our stuff and we go down to the front desk and God, I think her name was June. And I'm like, excuse me, like, are you the woman I spoke to on the phone? She's like, maybe.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that room is haunted. I know it. Like, you have to put us in a different room. This is not going to fly. Like, we need a non-haunted room. And my boyfriend is like, and she's like, okay, like, no problem. Like, I understand there's probably just like an electrical current issue that's freaking you out. And he goes, it grabbed me by the foot. And she's like, oh, okay. And we're like, what? And she's like, well, you know, there is an old woman on the highway. And we were like, what?
What does that mean? Said,
yeah. And she's like, well, you know, in like 19, oh, blah, blah, a woman got hit and people say they see her. She's in a white dress, but she usually just sticks to the road.
Oh my gosh.
We were like, okay, so sleeping in our car, like probably not better. Probably and she's not. Like, no, like we have this room right here for you. It's right next to the lobby. Like we'll be here all night. And I was like, okay. So we go into this other room that's, I mean, it was like literally like there's like the lobby desk and then the next door is this room that we were going. Mm-hmm. So like already I feel like a little better.
Better. I would
but
too,
we both, yeah. It's two queen beds, but we both sit on one bed. We turn the television on. We leave all the lights on. We turn the TV on as loud as we possibly can. And we take one blanket and like cover ourselves with it, with just our faces peeking out. And we did everything we could to just not fall asleep at all that night. We were absolutely terrified. Like, I've never been so scared in my life.
That is an amazing. I have chills the whole time. What a story. Holy cow. I also think that you sound like the best person to travel with because you yelled at a ghost and then you were just like, we're not doing this. And then you were like, no. June, I have to tell you something.
June at Squires.
Oh my gosh.
And so again, like in preparation for this tonight, I was like researching Squires because I was like, that was like so undeniably haunted. Mm-hmm. How is this not talked about? Like, how did this not end up on like a haunted TV show or something? Yeah. And so I was like Googling all the reviews for Squires 2 days ago. And I type a lot of these things like TripAdvisor. You can just type in a keyword in the search function and type haunted. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like scrolling through and like early. So like I was checking around 2012 because that's when we went. And there's like one or two things. It's like, oh yeah, like 3 stars. This place is haunted. Just so you know. But then in 2016, it's like all these five from 2016 until now, it's like all these 5-star reviews with the keyword haunted. I'm like, what's going on here? And yeah. It turned out that in 2016, they decided to every Halloween do like a quote haunted hotel. And they would have their like people dress up and like scare people in different hotel rooms and give them candy. So they totally rebranded in a brilliant way to be like, oh, it's the haunted hotel. Like, so funny. Ha ha. Like, get your kicks at the right. Squires Resort Haunted Hotel. So that all of the reviews would not be negative and they would be positive.
Oh my gosh.
About the haunted. That if you're searching for haunted.
That is evil and brilliant.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So did you believe in ghosts before this? Before this happened?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
But I had never, and like, I had even like tried to find a ghost once. I was like in high school. And I was like, I'm going to go ghost hunting one day and I'm going to find a ghost. But I tried and tried and tried and I never did.
What do you think? And so, what did your ex think of this woman, this ghost woman? Did you feel like she was trying to just mess with you guys for fun? Did it feel like sinister?
I don't know. She might have just been anti-Semitic. I don't know. But, oh, right. So then if you Google, like, haunted Grand Canyon, this story of this woman comes up. And the story of the woman in the white dress comes up. And she haunts, like, the whole highway.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys just got really lucky. And you got to meet the highway lady. Is she normally evil?
Yes. She's, like, very... I think she was scorned.
So she's mad. So she's pulling feet all over the place.
No, she's like definitely unsettled.
What are some of the things that she's done on the internet? Do you remember?
Mostly people see her when they're driving and will like hit her, like, you know, like hit a person and think they hit a person. And then they pull over and get out and no one's there. But they're like, I swear, like there was a woman in a white dress who jumped out and I hit her. And yeah, but you can read all, she's got a whole like blog post.
What's her name?
I don't know. I want to say Nary because like that's what everybody's name was.
Yeah. Okay. We got to find this Route 66 ghost near the Grand Canyon.
Yeah. She's called the woman in the white dress. She doesn't like go by her name, but I think they know what her name is, but I can't remember now.
Oh my gosh. This is a crazy, crazy encounter. That's absolutely anyway, insane.
I have like no intention of going back to Arizona. That's just like.
So no. Yeah, I was going to ask you if somebody was like, hey, we'll put you up in a different haunted hotel. Would you ever go back to a haunted hotel?
Well, funny you should say that. I went to a wedding last October at the Stanley Hotel in Colorado. Have you heard of this?
Yes,
this is where The Shining was filmed.
The Shining, right.
And, you know, I was like, okay, I'm here. I might as well like lean in. And the first night we did the tour, the haunted tour, where you're supposed to be able to hear all these things. They've got stories. They've got like pictures of things in mirrors. They've got it all. And like, you're creeped out when you're there because like, what's going on? And then you realize very quickly that like, tis a charade.
Yeah.
And then the night of the wedding, we were pretty much the only people left in the hotel at like midnight. And so from midnight into like 1 a.m., we trolled the whole of it. We tried going to like all the quote haunted rooms, which you can rent their haunted rooms for more money.
Oh my gosh.
We didn't find it. But the theory is that, so first of all, there's like five ghosts allegedly at the Stanley Hotel, and they all are happy to be there, if that makes sense. Like they were all workers at the hotel who had pleasant times, and they just didn't want to leave because they were so happy. So according to the people giving the tours, they sort of like work in conjunction with the people there and like haunt for shits and giggles, not to like hurt anybody. They're not scorned. They're happy.
I'm skeptical that five employees of any place would ever want to stay there forever. Yeah. But okay.
Exactly. Like you're still like literally one of the women was a maid and she's quote still cleaning the rooms. And so you can pay extra to stay there. And then like you don't know if it was your maid who cleaned it or if it was like ghost maid.
I don't like that. That just sounds like an excuse for them not to. Yeah. So you did it.
No,
so you stayed in a haunted place since. Wow. Okay. And it was kind of BS. And it's like one of the most haunted places ever. Supposedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. But it's nothing like. So what did your ex-boyfriend, obviously he was terrified. Obviously this like foot thing went on for a minute. Like it was, what is his take on ghosts now? You guys, clearly this podcast forced you to get back in touch with him. So I don't know if you found out what his
We're in good terms.
Okay.
Oh no, that day convinced both of us. Absolutely, for sure. Well, so he had another ghost encounter at his like family's beach home when he had been a kid. And apparently the like beach area had been built on like a Native American burial ground, possibly, maybe. Mm-hmm. And he swears that one time he was just sitting with his friends like in the living room and they just hear "ow," and like they just said that it like spoke to them. I don't know. And actually, oh my God, that house now is bringing up one other thing that happened to us, but it could have been an electrical thing. We were like staying there once during a really horrible lightning storm. And in the other room, which is a guest room, we hear like the clock radio turn on in the middle of the night. And for like 10 minutes or so, and then turn off. And he was like, oh, that must have been like a weird electrical current. We go in the next morning and it's unplugged from the wall.
Oh, weird.
Yeah, so that was scary. That was actually really scary.
That's a couple things. This house might be haunted.
I'll never need to go back to that house either, actually, now that I think about it.
I would take a beach house, even if it was haunted, I have to say. Well,
especially if it was haunted by a maid.
Yeah, that's totally true. Give me the maid and a beach house. I love your story so much. It's amazing. So, Linnea, where can people find you all over the internet and their phones? And tell us about the stuff that you've been working on.
Yes, that's great. On like Instagram and TikTok, I'm very annoying. It's at Linnea, which is L-I-N-N. A-Y-E-A-H-H-H. Super unhelpful.
Glad you spelled it though. That's good.
Yeah. We could put it in the podcast notes. I don't know. Yes. But yes, I'm a voiceover artist and the most exciting thing going on right now is this animated series that should be coming out soon called The Cloaked Realm. They're also all over socials with just under The Cloaked Realm, like a normal person. And that's really exciting. I'm like the lead in this 10-part sci-fi series. And it's still doing the festival circuit, but it's already gotten into like 70 film festivals and it's doing really well. When I ask them for updates about distribution, they're like very hush about it. So I hope that.
And you're like, please, it will help me get more work if you just effing tell me what's like, happening.
Give me the details. Like, we literally can't. I'm like, okay.
But that sounds amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, that I'm really excited for that. It's very good.
That's awesome.
That's all I can say.
Yeah,
it's great.
Well, thank you so much for doing this podcast. What an episode. I had chills the entire time.
Oh my God, thank you. Oh, I'll also say that just to shout out another podcast, I'm also like a series reg on the Beef and Dairy Network. I don't know if you heard of that.
I have not. Tell me more.
It is like a very popular podcast in the UK. It's niche. It's a satire, literally people pretending to be a part of the Beef and Dairy Network.
Wait, what is that? I'm from the Midwest. So like, I'm like, my people or what?
Right. Legit your people. It's like, it's people pretending to be part of, you know, like herders and like dairy farmers and
love it.
People who do that. And I mean, it's just had like incredible guest stars like Nick Offerman, Jason Mantzoukas, a bunch of other people. It is hilarious and like sometimes even like so funny that I don't get it.
You are so funny. This is awesome. And I will definitely check that out because I love Nick Offerman and I love dairy farmers. So
yeah, that's honestly, I think it's right up your alley. I play an imaginary advertiser that's on like every episode that reps like cattle products.
That's so products. Wonderful. Do you have to do a Midwest accent?
No, but I should. That's funny.
If you ever need help with your A's or your O's, just hit me up. Thank you for listening to Comedians with Ghost Stories. If you liked this podcast, please rate and review it. And you can follow me on social media at Emily MC Winter on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, thanks.